The good news for the Chicago Bulls, they already clinched a playoff spot. But the bad news comes in groups of three. Milwaukee's Brook Lopez had a season-high 28 points as the Bulls fell to the Milwaukee Bucks last night 127-106. DeMar DeRozan had 40 points in the loss. More bad news, with the loss, the Bulls fall to 6th place in the Eastern Conference. And even more bad news, as it stands right now, the Bulls would play the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round. The Bulls are back at home tonight to face the Boston Celtics at 8 o'clock. Also tonight, Detroit will host Dallas at 7 o'clock. NHL, the Red Wings ended their 6-game losing streak as Detroit rallied from a 2-0 deficit to beat the Boston Bruins 5-3 at Little Caesars Arena. Jakub Vrána, Dylan Larkin, Michael Rasmussen, Philip Zadina, and Sam Gagner scored for Detroit, and Alex Nedeljkovic had 47 saves. It's a short turnaround for the Wings as they head to Winnipeg tonight at 7:30. Major League Baseball's spring training has wrapped up. The Tigers beat the Yankees 5-3, the White Sox beat San Diego 9-6, and it was Texas over the Cubs 11-5. The Tigers and Baltimore were scheduled to close out the Grapefruit League play today, but both teams agreed to cancel the game. So it's an off day for everybody as the season opens tomorrow for the Cubs, the White Sox, and the Tigers on Friday. It'll be a first for the University of Notre Dame. The 2023 season begins with a game in Dublin, Ireland against Navy, but that's not the historic part. The following week, when Notre Dame is back at the house that Rocky built, an historic black college or university team will be on the opposing sideline. The Fighting Irish will open up their 2023 home schedule against Tennessee State. Notre Dame says most of the credit for putting the game together goes to 1995 Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George, who was the coach of Tennessee State. Junior college sports from Tuesday. In baseball, Lake Michigan College split their doubleheader with Kellogg Community College, LMC winning the opener 5-2, but then falling 11-3 in game number two. The LMC softball team swept their doubleheader with Ancilla College, the Redhawks winning 8-3 and then 9-0. In high school sports from Tuesday, in baseball, Bridgman sweeps Our Lady of the Lake 12-2 and 8-1. Berrien Springs takes two from Coloma 18-1 and 4-0. Buchanan over River Valley 15-4. Softball had Coloma over Berrien Springs 2-1. And Buchanan swept River Valley 14-2 and 9-0. In girls soccer last night, Kalamazoo Loyne Orcs beat Niles 12-0. Girls tennis had Brandywine over Loyne Orcs 8-0. And track and field, Vicksburg over Niles 87-50 in the boys' meet, and then Vicksburg winning the girls' meet 81-52. For more sports and the scores from last night, and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, April 6th, I'm Dave Wolfe.